you from my heart.
Brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide. Sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships, good times, good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Sebagaimana yang semestinya. di layar pada sibuk berselancar. Jedat dulu reda, boleh juga lo rasa apa nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah jadinya. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang terjadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they probably prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
A song from Rahmania Astini Widindo in Tabisa. And of course, for listeners, we and for listener, we are currently speaking about the you can go home after a long time, and especially the Eid al-Fitri holiday. And right now we are speaking with our special guest from the head of destination of South Sumatra Tourism and Culture Office, Vita Sandra. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine too. And so, Vita, can you tell us a little bit about the current condition in Palembang right now during the upcoming day of the Eid al-Fitri?
Okay. As we know that right now is in Ramadan month, so everybody right now is doing fasting. And then the situation in the city is very calm, very cool. So everybody doing the fasting in a very good situation.
Okay, glad to hear that. And so, speaking about the Palembang Eid al-Fitri condition, what does the Palembang Tourism Office offer to attract tourists and travelers to visit Palembang the most common thing I know is the pempek Palembang.
Yes. Okay. South Sumatra, especially province, is a very big province. Kota Palembang or Palembang City is one of the city in South Sumatra province. So if you ask me about the tourism destination in South Sumatra, especially in Palembang, there are so many. And we divide it into three categories, that is natural, heritage, and man-made. So in South Sumatra, there are more than 1,000 of destination tourism. But in Palembang City, we have around 80 tourism destination. And then, as people know, Palembang as a cultural and heritage tourism destination. When you are in Palembang, you can see the beautiful river, what we call Musi River. This is the longest river in Indonesia. And there is an Ampera Bridge, which is connecting between the two parts of the city. We call it Seberang Ulu and Seberang Ilir. The long of the Ampera Bridge is around 1.7 kilometer, and that is connect the two parts of the city. In Palembang, you can do many things in Palembang, especially around the Benteng Kuto Besar area or the area near the Musi River itself. And then right now, the Ampera Bridge it will be the new destination also, because the Ampera Bridge, people can go to the Ampera Tower that you can see the beautiful city from there.
Okay, and it stretched out into 1.7 kilometers. That's so long.
Yeah.
Is there many people usually at that time go there to take pictures? Because from what I can see, it is really full of people.
Yes, of course.
Year.
Of course. When you are in the plaza that we call Benteng Kuto Besar Plaza, you can take picture from there with the Ampera Bridge background. And then when you at that area also, you can go with the ship. You can go to some places near there, such as Pulau Komaro Island. And then there is a Arabic village. And then there is a Chinese village there. There's some many places, interesting places there also.
Okay, not just places, there is also things that maybe we need to mention. There's kain jumputan, kain songket,
yeah.
And of course, pempek.
Yes, I haven't thought about that, okay? Now, when you're in Palembang also, you can go to some places out of Palembang also, such as Oku Selatan, which is you can go to do rafting there. And then you can also go to Pagar Alam City, when you can see the beautiful mountain there. We call it Dempo Mountain. And then when you go to Palembang, you can eat a very special food made from fish. And you know that it's become the fifth special food from Palembang, which is made from fish, the best food in the world, versi Taste Atlas magazine. That we call pempek.
Who doesn't know pempek, right, my listener? Especially the kapal selam.
Yes.
So, speaking about the Eid al-Fitri, coming back to the topic, are there any special events during the Eid al-Fitri and the Lebaran holiday that the Palembang Tourism and Culture Office prepare?
Yeah, there are some events that will be held in April month, but at the Lebaran day itself, there won't be any event except you have to go to the mosque and then do Idul Fitri Salat. You have to do pray at that day. But there are some events after the Lebaran in April. There are festival foodies Palembang, and then there are Midang Morga Siwa in Ogan Komering Ilir Regency. Then Festival Serapungan in Empat Lawang Regency. And then Fun Rally in Ogan Ilir Regency. And we also celebrate for Dancing Day, World Dancing Day in Palembang.
Oh, there are many events after the Idul Fitri, actually. And so, what is the most recommended thing for you to recommend to the listener if they are visiting Palembang?
Okay. I think the place in Lebaran Day won't be closed is mall. So, it includes as a man-made tourism. So people still can go to the mall and they can go watching movie, and then they can eat some traditional food from Palembang, and then go to museums. We have some interesting and very beautiful museum here. There are Balaputra Dewa Museum, there are Sultan Mahmud Badaruddin II Museum, and Sriwijaya Museum. And then after that, when people come back from Palembang, also do not forget to go and buy kain jemputan and songket from Palembang also.
Of course, to enrich the local communities there and also make name for Palembang. Who are the target visitors for this Idul Fitri homecoming for the Palembang Tourism and Culture Office?
Okay, because of Palembang is based on cultural heritage, history places, so every people, all people, all generation, all age, young, old, family can go to Palembang. So every people invited to see Palembang.
So it's a global welcome for everyone to come to Palembang.
Yes.
And the final question, is there any cooperation with certain parties to make the Lebaran and maybe after the day of Lebaran and homecoming activities a success? Like, is there any organization that helps with the Palembang events to prosper?
Okay. First, we are, as the government, cooperate with the police and then the army. We already make a meeting with the governor together. Our tagline in this Lebaran is safety, comfortable, happy Lebaran for all family. So all of the components, government, police, and army, have to make sure that this Lebaran, everybody who go to Palembang and Lebaran in Palembang must be in a good condition, safety condition, and comfortable and happy for everybody. So we already make a cooperation and meeting coordination between the three parts of the government in order to make sure all of the places are safe. And then the road or street that people will go from Palembang to other places or to other province such as Jambi, Medan, Riau, Jakarta, etc., must be safe on the way they go.
Yeah, since Palembang is one of the most heavy traffic than in the Idul Fitri, since it is the bridge between the Jawa and outside of Jawa to go, especially the South Sumatra, part of Indonesia. Is there any defense for the safety from the police and the NE or the army for the safety and priority of the visitors in Palembang?
Yep. The police with the army and with the Dinas Perhubungan from South Sumatra province already make some posts like that for the people who will go through from Palembang to the other province when they need to take a rest or whenever they need help or something emergency. So there are some posts that places in some point, in some location. So for the people, it's easy to find help or to find assistance from the police, army, and the Dinas Perhubungan Provinsi. Like that.
Okay, there you have it, boy listener and RRN and viewers, with the information about the Lebaran in South Sumatra, especially the Palembang and Tourism and Culture Office. Thank you so much, Vita Sandra, for coming and do an interview with us in Voice of Indonesia.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
For your Lebaran also.
Yeah.
A safe and happy Lebaran for this year. Okay, thank you so much for listener and RRNet viewers for accompanying me in this special interview. And always stay tuned with us for more information and entertainment about the upcoming Idul Fitri only on Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. What we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad. Everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it's on my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. I am free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want it for you and me. Oh, and I don't even.
Yeah. West Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Paddling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting play dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical invulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kissed fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Thank you so much for a listener and viewers for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast, but don't go anywhere because the Voice of Indonesia will always be here with you for the next hours of Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for a listener and viewer. My name is Ray and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Do. It's not like I don't believe. to? Am I even enough for you? I think that I'm slowly losing my I need more than words. Show me how you feel. I'm so insecure. Let me know it's real. I just want you to love me like you said you do. Can you let it out? I don't mind the truth. I need you to make me believe it's true. Is it hard for you to love me like you said you do? Oh, feeling uncertain about your love. Am I not what you want? Am I not good enough? Oh, won't you just show me how you feel? Make me believe that it's real. I need more than words. Show me how you feel. I'm so insecure. Let me know it's real. I just love me like you said you do. Can you let it out? I don't mind the truth. I need you to make me believe it's true. Is it hard for you? Love me like you say you do.
Here's the news. Steel company Krakatau POSCO has donated 1,506 copies of the Quran as part of its corporate social responsibility efforts. The donation aims to support religious education and improve the understanding of Islamic teachings within communities. The company hopes these initiatives will contribute to spiritual growth and social well-being. The Bantul government is deploying more retribution officers to manage the expected influx of tourists during the Eid holiday. These measures aim to ensure smooth operations and tourist sites and maximizing local revenue collection. Authorities are also enhancing coordination to improve visitors' experience and maintain order. And that was the news.
Singkang darah melantungkan Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild.